This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
That's right. No theme song, no good microphones.
There's no time. The world's coming to a close.
This is Coronavirus Part 2, and little did we know what we had in store for ourselves when we recorded last week, which feels like 7 years ago.
I'd love to go back in time and tell quaint little old me that I would be homebound for, I guess, a summer.
I guess a year.
All of the plans I had, they've all gone out the window.
Do you remember what you were doing a week ago? We're recording this, we should say, Sunday, March 15th, Sunday night at like 5:30. Just to put the timeline in perspective, the CDC just said no mass gatherings of more than 50 people for the next 8 weeks.
Somebody is going to be picking up an iPhone out of the rubble in 10 years from now listening to this podcast. Before the collapse of society.
A robot throws it into a trash can.
A robot with a dry cough.
So we are not in our office. I figured maybe we can record a phone call, sort of test out what it would be like to be able to record a podcast on the go. That's why we sound like this.
Yeah, this is the last medium that's going to survive. It's podcasting, and that's it. All of the shows that you like, they've all gone out of production. They're not being filmed anymore. You won't get Netflix. Do you guys understand that? That's not happening. They'll get it. They'll get Netflix, but it'll be old shit. Okay? No, like, Witcher Season 2 is off. Fast and the Furious is not happening anymore. You have the first 7 movies, and you have Hobbs versus Shaw, but that's it.
Look who comes crawling back.
Podcasting is a medium that will outlive us all.
So, a week ago I was at my buddy Jesse's house watching a basketball game, wondering if we should go to a fucking poker room later that day. And I'm like, you know what, let's play it safe. There's 700 people there exchanging chips, and I think we've even talked about it last week. I'm like, he kind of made fun of me, but he's like, all right, ultimately I understand. And, you know, talking to you, you were like, yeah, I'll probably get it, but what can I do about it?
That's right.
Then I would say the biggest deal was Wednesday. That felt like, you know, the tipping point.
Wednesday felt like the beginning. That was the beginning of the end, for sure.
Yeah. As a basketball fan, it felt very NBA-centric, but I don't know if it felt that way for you, someone who's not as, like, deeply engrossed in the NBA.
Yeah, I don't care that much about the NBA, but I definitely take it as a constant, you know, like a way of life that I wouldn't have ever thought would be interrupted. I think the NBA and Tom Hanks at the same time really put it on America's doorstep.
Yeah, I remember I was watching an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, and then I'm like, all right, that was a fun 30 minutes. Let's see what's new in the world. Oh, Tom Hanks has coronavirus, the NBA suspended, and no one can go outside.
Yeah. Now I'm just wondering, I mean, like, I've accepted that it's very bad. It's very bad. I'm just wondering how, like, I don't know. It really makes me realize how much I liked my life 2 weeks ago. Sure, I had problems. When everything just comes to a, like, it just grinds to a stop, and, like, all I can think about is, like, all right, like, when will it get better? when will it be normal again?
Yeah, and it's definitely, you don't know what you got till it's gone, because, like, we had complaints in the previous world, but now I'm like, oh, yeah. God, I would take 4 more years of Trump if it meant I can go to fucking Whole Foods again. That was fine. I was fine with it, all right?
Okay,
let me go
Whole Foods.
To a restaurant.
Yeah, I can't go to a bar without feeling sad, without feeling guilty.
Well, let's see what's happened since then. Like, it feels like the rate of change is happening so fast. I assume bars in New York City are closed down?
I don't think, at least as of right now, they have not officially been closed down. It seems like that's what's happening. I know it just happened in California, right?
Yeah, earlier today, bars in California have completely closed down because, you know, when I'm reading tweets that say, do not go anywhere because you might have coronavirus and no symptoms, and by going to a bar, you might infect 50 people who will infect 250, who will infect 2,000. And I'm like, all right, I'll stay at home, Twitterer guy. I promise to you. But then I also look on Twitter, I'm like, yeah, Bourbon Street's still packed. Times Square
yeah.
is still packed. Everybody's
people
still going to bars
it.
And restaurants.
No. Well, and I think on Tuesday or Monday this week, I went to a party, like a big event.
Yeah.
And that seems wildly irresponsible now.
Yeah. What was kind of a slight risk at the time, but it's okay, I won't shake hands. One day becomes an insane proposition just 6 days later.
There's 100 people laughing and doing the elbow thing. I'm like, no, that's not funny.
Don't even fucking bump my elbow.
I'm dead now. What do you think your chances are that you've been exposed to it?
I don't know. I mean, I'm reading things that say within the next 12 months to 18 months, 75% of Americans will have it in some way, shape, or form. So I don't know if I've gotten it already. For the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday day, I'm I'll go to the supermarket, and that's it. And then since Friday, I'm maybe I shouldn't even go to Starbucks. Maybe I shouldn't go to Whole Foods and touch anything. I've left my house, but I haven't gone anywhere in 48 hours.
Yeah. And this is the part that's interesting to me. Cause snow day is kind of fun. Corona day, it's the first day, it's a little interesting. You're joking around on social media with your friend, this is what social distancing looks like, yada, yada. 2 days of that, that's fine. 4 weeks of that, that's a little maddening. That's going to fuck you up.
Yeah, the psychological implications, which are being vastly underreported because more people are rightfully so concerned with the actual health and business implications.
Right.
Also not even 4 weeks. We don't know what the timeline will be, which is also insane creating.
Yeah, but it could, I was seeing charts that are the peak is over the summer, it comes down in October, but then also maybe it comes down in the summer because of the warm weather, and then it spikes in the fall, like the Spanish flu in 1918 or whatever.
Right. So does that mean we're indoors for the next 12 months? The next year, we're not traveling. We're not even going to any restaurant, bar, party, wedding, funeral that could possibly come up. Hospital, God forbid.
Yeah, I truly don't know. What's your biggest fear? Is your fear, do you fear for your health, for your parents' health, for the world's health? Do you feel just for the sake of normalcy, the stock market, our careers and our job industry, all of the above, none of the above.
Literally everything. Everything is under attack. It's not just your current status, your health, which is, dangerous. It's also your parents' health, like you said. 65-year-olds are supposed to isolate themselves in California. Okay, that's my parents. And then every business that either I am associated with or friends are associated with is under attack because nobody can go to work. So, friends of friends that run restaurants, cafes, small businesses for the next, they're closed for how long? Can they come back ever?
Yeah. I mean, that's the weirdest thing to me that the best way to help right now is to do nothing and stay in, keep yourself at a distance. But then we also don't know for how long.
Yeah, no, we have no idea. And there are guesstimates that it can last, you know, a year. And we don't know if that'll be a year, if it'll be 4 weeks or somewhere in between. And then while this is happening, people are, you know, a bunch of people think that individuals like myself and maybe you are overreacting. So they're like also getting trolled.
Yeah. And you definitely don't want to be right to be like, oh, no, I was freaking out and I was correct. Because now the world's ending.
It's funny.
I hope I'm wrong.
I want to rub those people in their faces like, see, our hospitals are now overcrowded and thousands of people are dying. You were wrong. But at the same time, I don't want that happening.
Just laughing. Told you.
Or we're like, everything does get shut down, which I like starting to feel is completely inevitable. Like the fact that we're taking these baby steps towards Italy when we know exactly what's going on there. We know that it's going to be shut down soon enough. That if that does happen and then it becomes in check and those same people that were at the St. Patrick's Day like fucking bar crawls 2 days ago are like, see, it was no big deal.
And then, I mean, they just closed public schools in New York, I think like up until April or something. But people are saying like, oh yeah, there's like a good chance that they won't reopen until September. Like this will just, it's this until summer, which is,
yeah.
I mean, that's insane to me.
Yeah.
That is.
And then while we're indoors, a bunch of our escapes are also not available to us. I'm not like at home watching basketball games or baseball games or football games or going to movies. Like that's not available either.
Yeah, everything is on a hard pause for an indeterminate amount of time. And I just wonder, like, how long society itself can stay at rest with, like, doing nothing, just, like, frozen in time. Like,
yeah,
it's so weird doing anything, like, sending an email, talking to someone about something that's not the fucking virus.
Yeah, I mean, we could have recorded a podcast on, like, Monday or Tuesday and, like, gone up and, like, yeah, answered people's questions about what to do when their crush tweets at them and thinks it was a DM or something like that. But, like, when do we go back to that?
Yeah, back to the small problems.
It does feel a little bit like 9/11-y, where, like, everything has changed and we don't know for how long, except the tweets that I'm reading of, like, returning to normalcy are also really dangerous. So it's like I'm walking around the streets of Austin and we're finally returned to normal. This is incredibly dangerous. Everybody continue going home. Don't act as if nothing is happening. Nobody can be outside. It's not over yet because this fucking invisible killer is still out to get us.
One thing that is very funny to me is seeing – and I know that it's important, but, like, the social distancing, social media shaming people that are outside, which is, I was equating it to that, like, the best thing we can do is stay at home. Yes. So, like, people doing that are, like, feeling like small heroes, and they're, like, really going off on people that are, like, at a bar.
Yeah. Bars the worst people right now.
I've not gone to a bar. I want the public to know that I have not gone to a bar.
Yeah, Mr. Flusha, maybe you'll start getting them next to him.
Oh, fuck off. I didn't cause this. Don't come at me with the flu shot thing.
You were patient with zero in America. Are you reading about what's going on abroad to, like, sort of prepare yourself mentally about, like, how South Korea, how Italy is dealing with this stuff?
I listened to, like, The Daily and some podcasts about it, like the draconian measures that China took, and I was like, oh, that sounds pretty solid. Like, if that's what it takes, that seems okay to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want a government like that. Yeah, I don't want that in general, but yeah, like when I see 100 people like gathered outside of Five Leaves for brunch this morning, I'm like, someone should round them up and take all their temperatures. That does seem fine.
Yeah. Right. I mean, do they know what's going on, like how in Italy, that's where, like, we are where they were 10 days ago, and now their hospitals are overcrowded, and they have to, like, decide whose lives to save? Like, do they think about that, or do they not even care?
And they also, like, just today logged, like, their most severe death day. Like, 300 people died today.
Yeah, and that's not like, oh, it's 300 people in a shooting and that won't happen tomorrow. It's like, no, those numbers go up every day, and we are on a boat headed right towards there, and unless we do something about it, there's nothing we can do.
It is also, I think that's kind of fascinating and sad that, like, as dumb and bad as Trump has been, there hasn't really been anything that, like, we really needed to rely on the president for until right now. So, like, almost the whole entire time, we almost avoided it the whole entire time. But now we probably have the worst guy at the helm.
Yeah, a guy who's literally, I mean, have you seen these press conferences where this actual smart scientist Fauci comes on afterwards and has to basically say that Trump was lying out of his ass?
Yeah, it's crazy. It is insane. It's like everything he said, he just keeps on pretending. He wants to pretend that it didn't happen. He would fucking kill for it to have happened during Obama's presidency.
Yeah, basically. He basically comes on and is like, you know, if you're young or if you're relatively healthy, it's fine. It's really dangerous if you're old. This is, by the way, backtracking off his stance of this entire thing was a hoax 2 weeks ago. So he's at the very least moving to the point where he's admitting that it's dangerous for old and sick people. And then this Dr. Fauci, who's like been around since the AIDS epidemic, has to come on and be like, right. So basically, even if you're young, it's still really dangerous because the symptoms don't necessarily show for 5 to 14 days, and you can still transfer it on to people. So I just wanted to get that out there. So you guys know you shouldn't be going to work, was it? You fucking idiot.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It seems like L.A. is a comfortable place to be quarantined. Like, Are you worried about spending the foreseeable future at your house, or do you feel pretty comfortable there?
I'm as comfortable as possible. I'm probably like the most fortunate 1% of people who are being quarantined because one, like I don't have two kids that I also have to entertain or a baby on the way, or I'm not sick right now, or I'm not, you know, having to go to work at a place that needs me or in need of money in some way, or in an apartment that's too small. So like I have every like box that I could possibly have checked off, and it's still only like 3 days in and I'm still like starting to dread it.
Still nervous. I've been thinking about going like getting a place upstate now.
Yeah, which is a great luxury.
Yeah, like but I just like getting nice little Airbnb. Great luxury. 1%, of course. Yeah, I'm like, I think about doing that, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I would do that for, like, a week. But you can't, like, this won't be over in a week.
That's right. You'll come back to a place that, by every statistic, will have gotten, you know, exponentially worse.
Significantly worse, yeah. So there's really not it. I guess, yeah, maybe I'm going to start. It's too late now. I wish I had been a doomsday prepper.
What did you do for like first round of groceries, second round of groceries? Are you going to the mall? Or are you going to a store? Are you ordering online?
We were lucky that like a couple of things I feel like you need to do, I had just done anyway. Like I had just, before all of the panic buying, I had like just Amazon ordered a bunch of toilet paper, and I had just filled my truck up with gas. I was like kind of set there. Then I went to the grocery store. I got a bunch of frozen meat, fake meat, frozen vegetables. I got a bunch of fresh fruit, vegetables. I stocked up. I went twice to the grocery store, and then Jill and I also placed an Amazon order.
Right. And now, would you say you have food for a week, 2 weeks, 4 weeks?
I think we have food probably for a month, but not like it wouldn't be good the whole time. But I wouldn't starve. We have a ton of food.
Would you go to a bodega right now and like buy some soup if you wanted to? Or are you like, no, I'm not going in. I'm not stepping foot into one of those stores.
I'd go into a bodega if I needed something, but I don't need anything.
Yeah.
But I drove my car today.
Oh, wow. Where'd you go?
I dropped a plant off at my brother's.
Okay, so he's infected. At this point, you can no longer consider yourself socially isolated. And the countdown to do that now is another 14 days.
Social distancing said you can see your family. It's like small groups, isn't it?
Yeah, well, one thing that I read was like, you have to quarantine yourself completely for 14 days to make sure you don't have it. Because at that point, it's been, you know, like, you would probably show signs. So if you literally don't touch anything from the outside world or yourself or anybody else for 14 days, then you can start introducing new people to your ecosystem. Only if they have also done this 14-day isolation challenge.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously not going to happen. I don't understand, right. Like... I don't get what the plan is. You quarantine yourself for 14 days. Great, that's the most responsible thing you can do. Then as soon as you walk outside, you're potentially infected again, right? As soon as you do anything.
You walk outside.
You have to go back into quarantine.
Yeah, so like, I know Starbucks are not letting people stay inside their restaurants anymore. Can I order one and just scoop the cup on the way out?
Did you go to Starbucks today?
I went on Thursday and haven't gone since.
What are you going to do for coffee? Do you need coffee in the morning?
Yeah. Fortunately, obviously, all it's like this instant coffee that I'm able to, like, rig. But, you know, now we're running low on almond milk. Do I go to Whole Foods to pick it up? Do I, like, try to order one on Amazon Fresh? What's more safe? Is going to Whole Foods and just walking in with a fucking motorcycle helmet on and latex gloves and taking a carton of milk out more safe, or having an Amazon delivery man drop it off at my door and then spraying it down for 24 hours?
Yeah, is that better?
None of the fires.
The Amazon delivery man actually has to come into your house so you can quarantine with him for 14 days, just to make sure you're both good.
On Tuesday, my mail lady, like, rang the door because we had a package, and she, like, pet my dog. I'm like, well, I have to murder my pet. I am legend style.
Luke is getting quarantined in the garage now.
He's in a box for 36 hours to make sure that nothing has touched him. Because I guess, you know, surfaces can hold the virus for 24 hours.
Yeah. We're all fucked.
What's worst case scenario for you?
I guess worst case scenario, I decide that I need to, escape the city, go to Connecticut to stay with my parents, but I bring home the virus, infect my mother, and kill her.
Okay. Yeah. I guess you're thinking of it, you know, like a very internal worst case scenario rather than like the
entire... Yeah. Well, that would even, I mean, yes. Well, because if that happened, I'd have to kill myself.
Right.
So that...
And then... In addition to that, 2 million Americans die because there's not enough ventilators in America to treat everybody.
Yeah, but if my mom died, it'd be the end of the world. No one else is my family. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, what about your wife and her family? Does that count, or is that, like, still half a degree removed?
It counts, but it's removed, yeah.
Yeah.
it's all... No, I mean, Jill is probably freaking out as much as you are, I think.
Oh, that's good. So she's reading the doomsday warning. She's seeing what's going on in Italy, the decisions the doctors have to make, realizing that we are headed straight towards there unless there's a full lockdown, and instead of that, full bars and restaurants are still open.
Yeah, plus Jill also thinks she has it.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. Like, once you start to cough, it's like, uh-oh. This is how freaked out we are when I feel fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Like, if you just, like, clear your throat, you're like, well, there it is. It's finally come.
Yeah, right, sneeze. Yeah. I mean, all
especially in New York, it does seem like every time you have a dry throat, you're like, well, I guess maybe because I didn't walk, like, through the park today, and I touched the door to get into the building.
Right now, this is like the best it will be for two months. Cause like right now, we don't know a lot of people that's sick. The hospitals aren't overrun yet. This is just like, we're now just panic slash preparing for the bad situation, which will start coming this week. So like as bad as it is now, this will feel like the good old days in a month.
What? Oh God, that's fucking scary. Cause last week, I don't know, last week it didn't feel that serious. It does now. I also remember, like, did I tell you about this? Like that a few months ago, I was in a hotel. I like saw that like the first cases were being, talked about outside of Wuhan or something. And I just archived the New York Times alert. And I was like, yeah, you know what? That seems serious, but I'm going to watch Downton Abbey.
Yeah. Will there be Downton Abbey watching when there are reports of like, tens of thousands of people rioting at a hospital to get their loved one on a ventilator?
I think that's what scares me the most, like more so than like, or I mean, not more so, but like as much as people getting sick is like everyone in New York City losing their cool. And like,
yeah,
I've had like two weird, like fever daydreams about like needing to know where my car is so we can get out of here.
Yeah, and it seems like as soon as we have the slightest idea of, like, maybe we should get out or maybe we should shut this down, it seems like, shouldn't we just jump to worst, like, next case scenario and, like, move to Idaho for the time being?
Well, that's why I wanted to go and get a place upstate. But I also don't know, because it does seem by the time you panic, it's too late. Like, nobody's ever doing something at the optimal time. Like, it's smarter for me to have panicked a month and a half ago, and then I could have stocked up on toilet paper and there would have been no line. I could have gotten all of the frozen food I needed and it would have been, and everyone would have told me I was overreacting.
Yeah, you would have been the crazy person. Like, why are you buying 148 rolls of toilet paper and filling up your car? And you're like, well, there's this fucking COVID-19 in Wuhan, China right now. And who's to say it won't hop over to America?
Wearing a tinfoil hat. What is your worst case scenario?
Yeah, it's that. It's the overcrowded hospitals. It's a million people who need urgent care and we don't have enough ER. And like, then the facade of society starts wearing down and people just like start going crazy. Like when there literally is no Whole Foods anymore, when there's no Amazon to order from and you're out of food, what do you start doing? I don't know. Is it going to be like the fucking purge in May?
Yeah. I think that things like this and like, I remember Hurricane Sandy too. Like it makes you realize how much of a, like we're all hanging by a thread. Society itself is a house of cards that everybody just like plays by the same rules that we all accept as normal. But then when those things get rocked, when like the foundation is shaken just a little bit, it all goes to shit.
Like a house of cards. And again, like the best case scenario is that we go back to, you know, the Trump America that we didn't really like that much anyway. Let's take a break, and then I thought it would be fun to call some of our friends and see how they're doing. Maybe they're fine. Ooh.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right,
you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
All right. You want to call, try to conference in Jeffrey James?
Yeah. All right. So I'll call him. Then I'll try to merge us.
Okay.
Mr. James. It's like a Transylvania thing. I've been working on this character.
Yeah.
Dracula? You've been working on Dracula?
Who?
Never mind.
Do you have any idea what's going on in the world?
Well, it's been raining a bit. L.A. rain, am I right?
Yeah, we didn't even talk about that. In addition to all this, it's been raining in L.A. nonstop for the first week ever.
The sky is literally falling.
What are you guys, how's Corona treating you? Self-quarantine, or?
Yeah, we were talking about how we've sort of isolated ourselves for the last few days, but we're wondering at what point can we start reintroducing ourselves to new friends, so I thought we'd reach out to some. Have you touched anything in the outside world since Wednesday?
Have you touched anyone?
I wish, man. I went on a walk yesterday.
But other than that,
you're
contaminated.
So you're dead. You're a carrier.
So I was just trying to get some fresh air, but yeah, I've probably sent it on.
How are you doing your shopping?
So I did one big Instacart order from Gelson's, right? Added a bunch of dry goods. Canned soups, everything I would need for the 2 weeks that people were saying we need to prepare for. Maybe an eighth of that stuff was in stock and came. So I basically just have bags of chips, cereal, and ground beef. So I've been having burgers the last 3 nights.
That was awesome. You're a college freshman.
Of course. I'm home alone. That's really what this whole thing is.
A whole cheese pizza just for me.
And two weird guys in hats have been trying to break into my apartment. And I've been kind of getting them with sharp jacks on the floor.
Yeah, yeah. You got to try blowtorching them.
No, that was what I was going to do tomorrow night.
Do you have plans to leave your apartment or do anything socially for the next however long?
I've been FaceTiming friends. I'm watching the debates right now. But no, not to leave.
Yeah. And what are you going to do about food? Would you walk into a Trader Joe's right now and brave the crowd?
I don't know if I would do a big store like that. I mean, there's a Lassen's by my house that's medium size, so I might go there if necessary. There's also this tiny little market like a block away from me right now. So I've gone there once.
I read the other day that somebody in Ohio speculated that 1% of the state has it. Was that like an actual thing that Ohioans believed in, or is that just somebody doomsdaying it?
That was just, I think, to get people to take it seriously. I mean, that might be the estimate. It was, what, 100,000 people?
Yeah.
So, that's an estimate. But I think you could say that about literally any state right now that has it. Like, the estimate's obviously higher than the confirmed cases. Like, L.A. only has 54. But I feel like I've just heard of, like, 10 people or something within my own circles that have it. So,
all right.
It has to
I ask because you got family in Ohio.
Right. Yeah. My parents are, social distancing, and we'll see.
They're socialites, right?
Well, the socialites, they kind of walk down grand staircases in furs often. So they haven't been able to do that in a while. But
that's cool.
If my dad is immunosuppressed because he has to take the psoriasis medication, and he also has had this cough for like a few months. So if he gets this, I might go home to see him, but we'll see.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And this is a comedy podcast?
Anyway, let's answer
not
this
really.
Question. Some dude has a crush on his librarian.
From 4 years ago.
You better keep that one quiet.
That's nice.
been trying my hand at close-up magic, actually. Would love to, do a bit on the video podcast sometime.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, we don't really know. Like, we're recording this over the phone. I'm not really sure what we're going to do. With regard to,
this is more of like this is a Corona podcast now. It's not...
I just pulled a rabbit out of a hat.
All right, I'm coming over.
Are you guys scared? Jake, you're in New York still, or are you in Connecticut?
I'm in New York still. Just right up until they turn the power grid off and let us all fend for ourselves. But we got a go box, a 12 gauge, and I'll hoof it out to CT.
Okay. So you're waiting until there's 10 times the obstacles in front of you.
That's right, because that's when I'm going to fucking prove myself.
Holy shit. Except you with, like, Wolverine claws glued to your fucking knuckles.
Party City Wolverine costume.
You bought it yesterday.
You left your apartment to go there.
Won't start.
Let's call somebody else. Let's see what they're doing. Thanks for calling, Jeff, or thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, cheers. Stay stay cool, all right? Because that's what
shout
it's
out
about.
To the shout out to the review podcast.
Yeah, we we also have a podcast. I don't know how we're going to record remote. Maybe I'll call one of you later and see how you're doing this. But it sounds great.
It's definitely not hard, but we don't know if it's good.
Well, it's definitely stilted, so I can't wait to listen to it.
You know, our other show is also bad. All right, see ya.
Bye.
All right, let's, I thought we should call Marty because he was on a flight last week.
Jesus Christ. All right, let me find Marty in my phone. The HeadGum Triumvirate.
Hello.
Marty, what do you think of the head of gum as a title, a job title?
I like that.
Yeah, it's not bad. I'll stick with CEO, but feel free to take it.
Okay.
I'll go head of gum.
No, I want to be the head of gum.
All right, I guess I'll continue being president.
No, I thought you were treasurer.
No,
it's your dad that said that. Yeah, you said the note taker, secretary.
Yeah, well, my father's a fucking hack.
Oh, okay. We have more pressing things to discuss. How's your self-isolation / quarantine going?
I have, like, very much highs and lows. I didn't expect this to be so turbulent.
Oh, how's that?
I mean, like, I feel sometimes like I'm fine, and then other times I'm like, oh, I'm dying, and there's going to be no hospital beds for me.
Oh, do you think you have COVID?
I mean... I don't think I have it, but I did fly recently twice in the last week, and I have like a little bit of a light cough every now and then, but I'm not sure if I have a cough or if I'm just like, maybe in my head I have a cough.
Well, the crazy thing is right now, like, if you think you have, even if you think you have it, you're supposed to stay home.
Right. Which I'm
so like, yeah. So like, if you don't have it, stay home. If you might have it, stay home. If you're pretty convinced you have it, you stay home. The only reason to go to a hospital is if you're like actively dying.
Correct. And I just read, I think I'm panicking myself because I just read a thread on Twitter that was talking about how in Seattle, if you're over 40, you're basically, they don't have a bed for you right now.
Great.
Yeah, perfect.
And that's close to home for you. That's close to your hometown of Portland.
That's the Pacific Northwest.
It's at PNW.
Have you made any plans in your head to like get out of Dodge or something? Like, where are you thinking 2, 3, 4 weeks from now? What's your doomsday?
If I have to, I guess I'd get in the car and drive somewhere. But I mean, Portland is where the family is. Although my mom, crazy enough, because they don't have school, she's going to fly out to see my sister in Virginia and spend some time with her and try and help her.
Fly out?
I know.
How were the flights when you took them?
Well, empty. I mean, I told you, I didn't really look back on the first flight, but on the second one, there was probably one person per aisle on each side. Nobody else. And I was back from New York to LA, which I assume is probably one of the more popular flights that exists.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I felt good. I felt good. I was like wiping down my area. I had my Lysol wipes. I didn't have anybody sitting next to me. So I felt good about it. And I still feel pretty good, but I don't know. It's kind of a weird apocalyptic situation. Everywhere you go. I mean, I took the bus to get the Uber, and there's, like, nobody on the bus. There's nobody waiting in the Uber line.
You went on a fucking bus, Marty?
Well, no, you have to get the new LAX thing. I didn't touch anything. I just stood.
Marty also went thrift shopping today. He took a bus to a Salvation Army to look for a new flannel.
That's right.
Didn't find anything. But I did find really cool old retainers.
That's cool. You try those on. And I think when you paid, you punched in your debit key code with your tongue, right?
That's right. I also like to smell my cash real close before I give it away.
What have you done for food?
I guess 4 days ago, I jumped on the bandwagon of ordering food. And so I did an Amazon grocery to the office, which I picked up yesterday. But what's crazy is, I mean, I haven't looked today, but when I did it, you know, normally you get 3 2-hour delivery window. And the first time I could get it was 3 days out. And that was 4 days ago. I can only imagine how it's getting worse and worse.
Do you have food?
Yeah, I have food, but it's like, it's all just frozen meals and dry soup and stuff that I can make easily. It's not good food. I'm like it's like a lot of those, I got chimichangas.
It's really perfect because you've been living this bachelor lifestyle.
No,
exactly. Your bachelor lifestyle is gonna. You have all you have is frozen food. All you eat is garbage.
It's true. It's true. I'm like prime for this type of event. I know how to deal with myself.
Your apartment is basically a bunker.
Did you say a dry soup?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's dry soup.
Yeah, dry soup, dude. It lasts forever.
Is there any
the worst way to describe a soup?
It's just granola.
Marty also has fucking Xbox. I was talking to Carnell yesterday, and he was telling me that like the thing I should get is an Xbox.
You know,
I just started gaming.
Xbox Live went down for an hour, and I literally had no idea what to do with myself.
Wow.
It was like, I went on Twitter to see, and like everyone was tweeting, like, first coronavirus, now this. World ending.
Marty ate a cup of dry soup in the shower.
Gamers have such an advantage right now. Like, you guys have days and days to just game. Like, I wish I had the desire to do any of that.
You could just start picking it up.
I've seen you play Crossy Roads for 4 days straight without putting your phone down. Thank God they didn't have screen time back then.
Yeah.
And then I've also seen you do the same with
swing jump.
No, with the stupid text ping beer pong thing. That's what you're doing.
Cup pong.
The text thread.
Cup pong.
You get back on cup pong.
Yeah, but it's not the same. Like, I wish I can just fucking 12-hour marathon sesh a fortnight.
You can. There's nothing stopping you.
I don't find joy in that. It wouldn't pass the time for me.
That's why you have to have a squad like I do, so you can get on with your boys and just kind of knock out some games. You blink.
Yeah.
It's 4 hours later, and then you're having a little dry soup, and then you do the same thing, and 6 hours later, it's time for bed.
Do all your Xbox friends know that you live by yourself in Los Angeles? Because they all live at home, right? They're 16.
What? No, I don't play with anybody under the age of 18, first of all. I like to keep it at least above 18. And some of the people I play with are friends in real life, like Tall Dave.
Artie, are you up to date on the coronavirus stuff, or are you sort of keeping yourself ignorant and in the dark?
Well, that was the thing, is, like, I was trying to keep myself ignorant, then I went on Twitter today, and I almost had a panic attack, so I think I'm trying to get back off.
Yeah. Jake, are you limiting what you learn because you're afraid, or, like, is it more comforting to know everything, or are you trying to cut yourself off?
I don't know. I'm not smart enough to know everything, but also I don't think there's really a benefit to knowing everything, because there's so much that's uncertain and like it's potentially disastrous, and there's nothing we can do about it if it gets disastrous. So I don't know.
Right.
I have like a little bit of nihilism, a little bit of like blissful ignorance, and a little bit of
a dry cough.
Well, that's probably the most. Yeah, and then the dry cough, of course, and a dry soup.
which leads to which? That's the question at this point. I really need to get that.
The dry cough is a symptom of the soup, man.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to tell at this point. Can you guys both give me the update of what you think is going on in the world so that I can get a proxy?
Amir thinks it's more disastrous than I do, I think.
Yeah, we talked about it.
That's not good.
Before, but we know
he has a brother.
Our numbers line up with Italy, but we're 10 or 11 days behind. So I'm just tracking that to see at which point we will have too many sick people for the hospitals, too many people who need emergency help that can't get it at the time. At a certain point, restaurants will have to shut down, bars will have to shut down nationwide. We're starting to see that in California, but restaurants are at 50% capacity. It feels like we are just tiptoeing ourselves to, if you look at what's happening in South Korea or China or Italy, but we're not taking like the crazy measures because I guess, you know, one, we don't want our businesses to collapse, and two, we don't want to create panic or overreact because we only have 3,500 cases, and they have 25,000 cases. But, you know, we're not slowing down. 3,500 is just the start.
Right. And Jake?
And I'm just sort of, I'm mourning the loss of regular life. I haven't really thought about the number of hospital beds, but I'm just a little sad that things aren't business as usual. I miss the world as it was.
Let's all take a guess of how long until we have people going back to the office.
Okay, I've got my guess.
All right, I have Amir. A guess as well. I'll guess August 1st.
Jesus August 1st? Christ.
You got to say what your guess was, Marty. Don't adjust it.
Mine was 2 weeks.
Mine was April 15th.
What was Jake's? I gotta get back on the video games.
Okay, mine's April 15th, but it's 2028, and it's not an office. Okay? Office has a different meaning in our dystopian future.
Yeah. We are in a virtual reality cube in Cameroon, the last country without a confirmed case.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. This is dire.
We won't see the
peak of this disease in America for another 2 months. So this is the lowest amount we'll have right now. It's the lowest amount of panic we'll have for 1 to 2 months.
No, I don't agree. It's not in LA. Doesn't the virus not do well in the heat?
Here we go.
I'm a heater, dude.
Sorry, he's talking right now to somebody who's playing Gears of War with him. What were you saying?
Shut up, Tucker.
He's right behind you. The
the numbers are only going to go up until we shut everything down. You see that, like, bars and restaurants, even like near Jake, are still overcrowded and overpopulated, and, you know, lines are out the door.
Yeah, there's people that are not social distancing in New York City, for sure.
You got to imagine with 14 million people that a few of them probably will still go to the bar. The odds
well,
are
especially
bar same.
I think, and also, like, so often when things are looking grim, people want to go to the bar and just, like, say fuck it. I think that's what's happening too.
Yeah. I actually went, like, 3 nights ago, I was at a bar. And
in New York.
I was actually leading a rally of people to the bar. And there weren't a lot of people. It was, like, pretty slow.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Restaurants have to stay open. Like, what about people who didn't order food or couldn't order food? Like, they have to have access to food, right?
Yeah, I think food is going to be – well, people – they're not going to let people sit in restaurants anymore. I think that, like, takeout delivery is going to be allowed, but I think that sitting in – they're already limiting restaurants to 50% capacity.
Right. And I saw that Seamless is giving back their service charge or something to restaurants.
Yeah,
they're
kicking their service charge to the restaurant so they can get more money.
Would you guys go to a dinner this week?
I have a podiatry appointment on Tuesday.
You gonna go?
Is the doctor open?
The foot doctor is, yeah.
I mean, I don't even know what my dad's doing. I think he's skiing.
That's the safest place to be.
Might be. He was in Montana this week, I think, skiing.
Actually, yeah.
Good on
you. You guys got the Mount Hood cabin.
I know.
Keep that thing open. If Jill and I have to drive across the country, we'll all meet at the cabin in Mount Hood.
Yeah, it's called bugging out. I watch a lot of those survival shows in between gaming, and the verb is bug out, and that's how you get to your getaway place.
Cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, I might have to bug out.
All right. Thanks for talking to us, Marty. Hopefully we'll see you soon, either behind a hazmat suit or in a video call or something.
Yeah, I'll see you on the Zoom link, baby.
Yeah, that's right. All right, guys, stay safe.
All right, we did it.
All right, you want to try to call Ben Schwartz? One last one?
Sure.
Ben Schwartz, how is the self-isolation going?
Good, man.
Oh, is it happening already? Because your voice sounds like you're on a podcast.
Oh, I love that. How are you doing? Where are you at?
Ew, God. Take it down a notch, man. We're all just
good
trying to
stuff.
Get through this.
We got
to
go, but we'll take another call. And if you have your own suggestions about who we should talk to, please tweet at us.
All right, take it.
Wait. I was doing a bit.
I think he actually hung up.
It's a great bit. He committed to the bit.
Solid bit. What a bit. Oh, my God. 1 second. okay, hello, Ben.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, how you doing? Tell me everything.
No.
Hey, sorry, I just was listening to what you were saying. I was going by your step-by-step instructions.
What was my step-by-step instruction?
It's, you said we'll find someone else. Thanks for joining us. And again, hey, am I the 100th?
Yeah,
am I the 100th caller or no?
Better.
I can't believe we called. You're the third caller. We called fucking Marty before, Ben. And it wasn't my
fucking serious.
That wasn't my idea. I'm here directing me with everybody. I felt like he just hadn't back channeled with you, or that he did.
Say it to my fucking face, Amir. Say it to my fucking face right now. Did you call? Did you call fucking Marty before me?
Think of like a comedy show. You don't fucking start with the headliner, bro.
God damn it. It's so hard to call him back and merge. God damn it.
It's going to be extra fun for me to edit this part.
Okay.
Hello?
We're on with Ben. You can apologize now.
Hey, Ben, how's it going? Tell me everything.
What do you need to know? All I know is that in the span of, like, who you want to talk to and who has any meaning in your life, Marty comes first. I don't even want to know who was second. Who was second, Thomas?
Marty was second. It was actually Jeffrey James was first.
Okay, that's
Jeff James is first.
Jeffrey James has put it, he's put in the work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. That's
he's
true.
A part of the company. Marty's behind the scenes. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's
he is.
Cool. They call him the head of gum.
Everybody calls him that. How are you guys doing? What are you, what precautions? Hey, Jakey, are you okay? Are you feeling all right?
Yeah, I've self-isolated. I've social distanced. Jill and I are just hanging out in our apartment. It's a lot smaller than I realized. Things are good. Things are fine. I'm good. How are you?
Everything is pretty good. All the food in the world. I feel that we haven't even scratched on what's about to happen. I feel like in the next couple of days, New York especially, New York and LA, I think are going to figure out, or we're going to get a series of guidelines or something. Yeah. I think, don't you think? What do you feel?
Yeah, things feel bad. They feel uncertain, and it feels like it's definitely going to get worse. That's how it feels to me.
I'll tell you now, there have been vultures that keep going around the roof of the place that I'm in right now, and they just keep going around and around. They keep looking at me. I don't know what's going on.
Are they coughing?
Yeah, they're coughing, and they're not wearing masks, which is killing me right now. Partly because they have, like, they can't get the straps on. They don't have, like, thumbs to help them out. They have more clawy things, you know what I mean?
They should really self-isolate.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm like inches away from starting a podcast. I don't know what the hell to do.
Really? Holy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
We'll send you a mic.
Oh, yeah, please. Cough all over it. That's the last thing I need. One of those Hurwitz germ mics.
Hurwitz germ mics?
Then I have a question.
Yeah, can't wait.
When was the last time you left your house, and what did you do?
Grocery shopping. This morning, right when it opened, by the way.
Wow, where'd you
nice.
Go?
Was it crowded?
Was it crazy?
So we went. There was lines on both sides going into the grocery store. Before at I think 6:55, and there was a little line on both sides, and we got in there, and they had already restocked a bunch of stuff. They didn't have eggs a couple of days ago. Now they had eggs. But I'm buying stuff that I haven't touched in, like Entenmann's donuts, a dream, frozen pepperoni pizzas. Sure.
Oh,
why not?
Delicious.
Eggos? When's the last time you had an Eggo? I got like two things of whole grain Eggos. It's unbelievable. Oh. We got syrup as well. What else is there? There's something else that I got that I was really excited. Oh, I got a mac and cheese, the Kraft Blue Box mac and cheese, which was one of three things I was allowed to make when I was a kid, like in the stove, on the stove. We got that. The first time I went to the supermarket, I ran into some people that I knew. It was very, like, people were doing bits and stuff like that. It was right after, like, people like, because of Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Race awareness. Now everybody's being responsible and everybody's like pointing to other doing bits. And the last time I was there, it was all business. It was all business.
Yeah. I think people are still slowly starting to realize this is the new normal. This wasn't like a hurricane weekend or a blackout situation. This is like, this might be the entire summer.
Well, when is this getting released? Are you doing, is this your new Corona pod?
This episode is going to come out in October, I think. We're coming back.
I feel like that's really not going to make any sense. Oh, okay, good. They can't spoil what happens in all the episodes of, like, Space Force and what happens in our comedy specials.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Because everybody, by this time, they've all been out, if it's coming in October.
We're recording it Sunday night, March 15th, releasing it Monday morning, March 16th.
Which is so funny, because by the time this comes out, there may be more information that comes out.
Yeah, I'm addicted to it. I'm addicted
what
to
was that?
Right now. Did you just cough?
I have a little.
Who just coughed?
I have a little tickle in the back of my throat. Yep.
A tickle?
Yeah.
Is it dry? Yeah, it's a little dry.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Jake, hang on.
Vulture just landed on the balcony. Yeah, there it is. This is so insane. I think I must be hallucinating, because anytime the vulture opens its mouth, I hear your voice. It's like you guys are right in front of me.
Ben, I got another question.
I got another caller. I got to let you go, Ben. Marty's on the phone.
Oh,
Marty's on the
the person who handles our distribution for those pillows that never sold. The Jake and Amir pillows are on the other line. I got to get them through.
Those sold eventually. Those actually sold eventually.
I remember going in that closet for months and finding out that they were
on a deep discount. We took an L, but they're all gone.
This is a huge dream for Jake, by the way. A huge dream for Jake because he gets to stay in New York and continue doing his job.
Honestly, not having to fly back and forth to LA is fine with me. Yeah, I'm finally feeling healthy.
Yeah, being inside has helped me not, I've been playing video games. I started Chrono Trigger and, on SNES Mini. And by the way, if you have a Switch, we can play online old Nintendo and Super Nintendo games. And then tomorrow I have to get back to work. I owe a script and it's like the one thing I can do from home.
You really can't.
All right. Here's my question.
Yeah.
Would you say your iPhone screen time has like gone up 4x this week, or are you actually finding yourself?
18%. Just got the numbers. 18%. We are hours and hours a day. I'm on this.
Yeah. It's hard to put it down.
And Twitter too. And it's funny. It's not even posting. It's like just seeing what's going on.
There's so much news all the time.
All the time. And then people are texting us different things also that people have, like I sent you some texts that I had received, and I was an LA type text, and I was like, oh, people are like sending different things, and you're like, oh, I hope everything is okay. And it's just we're like figuring it all out a little bit, which is a little nerve wracking.
It's rare that we have a global thing. Like literally every country is in on this thing together. It's not like another tragedy that happens to like a specific people or area of the world. Like China and Italy and America are all going through the same shit.
But it's also that means for us, for America, we could look at different countries because it may have hit them a little bit earlier than us and see exactly what's happening to get some idea of what might happen here.
Yeah. We're fortunate in that we're like 11 days behind some European countries that are suffering a lot. There's like over 1,800 deaths in Italy right now.
That's insane. That's crazy. Yeah, it's very scary. I think podcasts like this that, you know, are, it's a dramatic podcast. What do you guys
think? This is a dramatic podcast. Yeah, it's a dramatic. Well, when we talked to Marty, it was pretty dramatic.
I can't believe Marty got a call. Oh, I thought of this great joke. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Armageddon.
Armageddon who?
Armageddon tired of people going to large social gatherings.
That's
because we're indoors that you can't stop this brain. You know what I mean?
Can I tweet that?
I've already tweeted it. I'm like 10 minutes away from starting a TikTok.
I downloaded TikTok. I downloaded TikTok on Friday.
Can you send me what you're going to post?
I don't know what the hell, I have no idea how to post on it, but I went through the feed. It's a solid app. I don't hate it.
Do you remember when you were like the height of what's happening in like digital content and now you said, hey, I downloaded TikTok?
No, but I'll never forget when you said that because it really cut me to the core.
Yeah, I feel like I'm here to bring all you guys down a little bit. By the way, Amir, I know you told me if the end of days ever happened, there's some stuff you wanted to tell Jake. Do you think now's the time, just in case things get worse and you won't be able to tell him?
No, I think I'll wait until the mortality rate hits 5% or until the 1 millionth person infected in America.
Okay, well, I got to run because I got to eat dinner, but I'm going to say, just in case the world all goes to shit, Ben, you mean a lot to me. I love you like a brother.
Yeah,
it's been we've had a long, long history, but, I don't know anybody that shaped me more than you have. And I really appreciate it.
You don't know anybody?
Jake, I can't tell you, I honestly can't tell you how much that means to me. And if I could say something, I'll say something about
you, but
this first one will be, to Jake. Jake, sincerely, like, this is scary. For me, this is scary. You don't exactly know what's going on, and you have to be safe. Even if you don't have any symptoms, you should stay inside. And one of the things that I remember, because you kind of reflect on your life and moments and people, is you, man, because throughout my entire life, you've kind of been there. We've been friends.
And time.
And it's crazy because it's not even the idea that we get to make people laugh together, but I feel like you and I have really grown close enough together that we like, we're in each other's lives. We're intertwined in each other's lives. So I truly love you. I'm rooting you on. I know when we moved to New York, I was the first person to send you a letter there because I wanted to make sure I was a part of your life over there as well.
It's Frank. It's Frank DeMore, man.
I appreciate it. I love you. But I love you. I truly love you, and it makes me scared. And these times make you really realize and think about the people and things that mean a lot to you. And it has made me realize how much you mean to me and in my life. And
I feel like
love you too, man.
I fucking love you, man.
Dude, I love you. And I'm psyched to have had the opportunity to. This podcast actually made me realize it because talking to you now made me realize what you meant. Hearing your voice. Yeah.
I was going to say this feels like a lemon party.
Sorry, I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
What's that?
What does that mean? What is a lemon party?
No, I was going to say like it feels like three guys in a room blowing each other or something.
All right, I'll see you guys later.
All right, Jakey. Lovely to talk to you. I love you, buddy.
Bye, guys.
All right. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Nili Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.